This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do not fear the enemy, for your enemy can only take your life. It's far better that you fear the media, for they will steal your honor, that awful power. The public opinion of a nation is created in America by a horde of ignorant, self-complacent simpletons who failed at ditching and shoemaking and fetched up in journalism on their way to the poorhouse. Mark Twain. Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course I am guest hosting today. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. That quote was from Mark Twain. What a prophet he was. That awful power, the public opinion of a nation, is created in America by a horde of ignorant, self-complacent simpletons who failed at ditching and shoemaking and fetched up in journalism on their way to the poorhouse. Well, that sounds about right. Our mainstream media has failed us. Every station, every last one of them. Leave it to the talk show host to discuss opinion, but news stations ought to be delivering the news, right? Now, I believe Fox News came about as a reaction to the fact that the entire mainstream media complex is leftist. The New York Times buried the Holocaust. Stuck it on page 6. The New York Times demonized Joseph McCarthy, McCarthyism. Buried the Holocaust, buried communism. Why did it take so long for us to find out how many people were murdered under the communist regime in Russia? Why? To this day, the mainstream media covers up scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal of the left. And any time a conservative farts the wrong way, says the wrong word, it's a huge scandal. It's a huge deal. President Trump puts Russian dressing on his salad and Democrats start calling for his head. Literally, his head. It's treason! It's treason! They know what the penalty for treason is, right? It's death. For the tiniest little things, yet the Democrats, Barack Obama, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, brushed under the rug. Absolutely brushed under the rug. John Nolte wrote a piece in the Daily Wire called Russia, Bribes, and Sex, 19 massive Democrat scandals that the mainstream media is covering up. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the shady IT guy? Well, she was the head of the Democrat National Committee, and until last week when she was detained by the FBI after attempting to flee the country, sitting Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz employed an IT aide named Imran Awan. Nimrod, who is under criminal investigation for all sorts of financial and intelligence crimes. There are reports of him destroying hard drives sought by the FBI, and worse, there are reports that he hid a laptop computer in a crevice somewhere in the Congressional Office Building, which until recently, Wasserman Schultz refused to give to investigators. Imagine if something half that bad happened in the Trump administration. Imran Awan, Nimrod. If Trump was colluding with some guy named Stanislavski, Igor Stanislavski, if he had so much as a meeting or a phone call with a guy named Igor Stanislavski, Democrats would be calling for his head. They'd be saying treason. They'd be saying it's collusion with Russia. Yet there are Nimrods and Awads and Mohammeds and Ahabs all over the government now because of people like Barack Obama and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This game of put the shoe on the other foot is getting a little bit boring. It's getting a little bit tedious. Because we all know the truth. We all know that if the roles were reversed, President Trump and his team wouldn't have to do nearly the stuff that they have done, that the Democrats have done, the leftists have done. But when it's Democrats, it gets brushed under the rug. Brushed under the rug. Unreported. Democrat mayors charged with pay to play. In the great state of Pennsylvania, two former Democrat mayors were indicted on July 26 by the FBI for pay to play. This is the first you've heard of it because the national media is covering up the story. A sitting congressman, Robert Brady, is currently under FBI investigation for allegedly paying a challenger $90,000 to drop out of the Democrat primary. $90,000. That's chump change for President Trump. But no, the Democrats can't handle that Donald Trump won the election fair and square because they know that without these shady tactics, they would never be in power. They know that if they didn't buy the election, they would never have any power. So what do? In perfect Alinsky form, they blame the other guy of rigging the election. And of course, because it's Democrats, it goes unnoticed. Just 6 months ago, longtime Democrat Congressman Shaka Fata began a 10-year prison sentence for racketeering. Corruption. Ed Murray, a sitting mayor of Seattle, ended his campaign for a second term after allegations surfaced of child sexual abuse. Mainstream media, where are you? Where are you? It's funny how y'all want to save the environment for future generations, but you won't even save children who are alive today right now who are being abused by Democrat congresspeople, by Democrat mayors. Sexual abuse, sexual child abuse. Mull on that for a second. Children being raped by the mayor of Seattle. Seattle, a bastion, a hotbed for liberal policies. But that's what the mainstream media does. That's their game now. That's their racket. And Mark Twain might have been a great prophet. Time will tell. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we were just talking a little bit about a lot of Democrat leftist scandals that somehow go unnoticed. If a conservative breathes in the wrong direction, it's a national scandal. But Ed Murray, the sitting mayor of Seattle, commits child abuse, rapes children, and the mainstream media has literally nothing to say about it. Literally nothing. I haven't heard about it, have you? I only heard about it from the Daily Wire. You would think this would be national news. As WikiLeaks proved, the DNC rigged the primary against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary Clinton due to a class action suit the media does not want you to know about. The scandal is not only ongoing, the discovery phase could be a goldmine, you know, for anyone interested in political corruption. I think that was one of the perfect examples of how liberals and leftists have no principles whatsoever. Because Hillary Clinton basically booted Bernie out of the race. And Bernie Sanders supporters were just like, okay, we'll go for Hillary Clinton. Very few of them stood on principle. Well, because Bernie Sanders didn't stand on principle either. If Bernie Sanders isn't going to stand on any principles, then why should any of his followers? The Democrat National Committee was sued for unpaid wages. Workers were screwed out of overtime pay, even as millions in bonuses were handed out to the bigwigs. Millions. People, what is it? What does that sound like? That sounds like the big guy trying to gang up on the little guy to screw the little guy over, right? Isn't that what they say that we do? Isn't that what liberals say that conservatives do? It just shows the complete lack of principle of the mainstream media. Because they are all too gung-ho to bring out some sob story of a disabled person who lost their insurance, or a person who was a victim of a gun-related crime. Yet when it happens on their side, nothing. Crickets. Crickets. Have you heard anything about this? Jeff Sessions said something in the 80s that was totally misconstrued as being racist. And Democrats have a field day. They have a field day with it. 17 news cycles later. But when a Democrat is accused of sexual abuse on a child, under the rug. Completely under the rug. Just 2 months ago, a sitting United States Senator, Bob Menendez, exhausted his final appeal in the Supreme Court. In September, he will go to trial for bribery. This is a sitting U.S. Senator voting on the laws that we all have to live by. Is that the kind of man you want running the show? A lot of people say that conservatives and Democrats tend to want the same things. We just have different ways of going about it. I don't believe that at all. There's something endemic within leftism that breeds this kind of corruption. It's because the philosophy behind leftism is a conglomeration of all the worst ideas in human history. Philosophical subjectivism, the idea that my truth is my truth, your truth is your truth, and they're both true at the same time. Even if my truth directly contradicts your truth, they're both true. Thereby completely obliterating the idea of truth and falsity. Therefore obliterating the idea of knowledge, obliterating the idea of science. This is why you have men who think that they are biologically women, just because they say so. It's philosophical subjectivism. Cultural relativism. The idea that all cultures are equal? The idea that all cultures are the same? This is why you have Islamic terrorists burrowing their way into our society. People who are explicit about their desire to take down the West. And Democrats don't want to say a word about it. Liberals don't want to say a word about it. Because guess what? Their culture is just as good as ours. Cultural relativism. It's all relative. We can't discriminate between cultures. This is one of the ironic things, because all you hear about from the left is how awful Christianity is. Even though Christians are by and large more generous and more accepting and more tolerant than any other group that I've even seen. The atheists too. Atheists think they're so high and mighty. They think they're so intellectual. It's really pseudo-intellectual, because most of the atheist argument really just depends on bashing Christianity. This is why most atheists are leftists. And this is why Islam tends to vote left. They share some very, very basic ideas about philosophy that make them perfect partners with one another. David Horowitz wrote a great book about this. The Unholy Alliance, the alliance between the leftists and Islam. You know, Hitler loved Islam. Hitler loved the sheiks. They united because they had a mutual enemy, the Jews. Another philosophy that guides the left is the postmodern philosophy, defined by skepticism, irony, distrust towards grand narratives, ideologies. tenets of universalism, meaning universalism. Universalism, the idea that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? The idea that we all have rights. Not just if you're poor, not just if you're sick, but if you are a rich man, you also have rights. You have a right to your earnings. Universalism, something the postmoderns hate. Postmodernism also has objections to reason, human nature, moral universalism, absolute truth, objective reality. This is why it's so easy for these gender fluid folks to say, okay, well, today I'm a man and tomorrow I'm a woman, and who knows what I'm going to be the day after? Who knows? It could be anything. My biology, that's just a social construct. Which is ironic, because the way they criticize conservatives, you would think that of all the crazy things that the leftists, these postmodernists, believe to be true, you would think that at least they would save just a little sliver of their lack of reasoning for conservatives. I mean, come on, if you can honestly say that a man is a woman, well then why might free markets not work? Is that really outside of the realm of your belief system that you wouldn't think that free markets could work if you really, honestly, truly believe that a man can just become a woman? And of course, you're never going to hear about this from the mainstream media at all. You're not going to hear about any of this philosophy because they don't want you to know philosophy. They don't want you to know the idea behind their ideas. Because the moment you take a critical eye at it, the moment you look at it with a shred of honesty and decency, the whole thing comes crumbling down. And this is why they can't tell you when they screw up. I'm the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Salutations, you are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Ha, fake you out there for a second. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and your patriarchy. Now, one of the things that I was thinking about earlier is just something that I think should never, ever happen. I don't think that anyone named Anthony Weiner, or anyone who has the last name Weiner, should be sending their Weiner to 15-year-old girls. I don't know. I think that should be against the law. I think it's akin to sexual harassment. I think the feminists might get down with this one, right? No, but the feminists, you know, to them, everything is subjective, including age. Age is just a number. It's just a social construct. Next thing you're going to hear from leftists is that there's no such thing as statutory rape or child molestation. Next thing you're going to hear is that it's okay to cut off a girl's clitoris. Oh, wait a minute. We've heard that already. Where have we heard that? Oh, yeah, they're doing that in Michigan, legally. That's disgusting, you know? The feminists, the people who say that they're all about women's rights, look the other way when Islamists are cutting off children's clitorises. I don't know about you, but something about that rubs me the wrong way. I don't know, maybe I'm just being a little uppity, you know? Maybe I'm just thinking too much into it, right? Are you thinking too much into it? A New York Democrat congressman sends his wiener to a 15-year-old girl. And we don't hear anything about it. We hear bupkis from the mainstream media. They don't care. We will know that they care about something when they show a fraction of the attention that they have given to the fake news regarding Donald Trump, which is constant and relentless. They give more attention to news stories that don't even exist than they do to young girls getting raped, molested, having their clitorises cut off, being sexted by grown men, 40s, 50s, I don't know how old he is, but Anthony Weiner, I mean, he's no spring chicken. A 15-year-old girl. Imagine that was your daughter. And if 15 is okay for them, why not 14? Why not 13? Why not 12? Why not 10? You know, we get flack a lot of the time for being alarmists.
oh, we're going down a slippery slope here.
Maybe not. Maybe we're not alarmists. Maybe conservatives understand human nature a little bit more, and maybe conservatives understand natural rights a little bit more. It's like with Obamacare. Conservatives were going all around saying, there's going to be death panels. The government is going to start deciding who lives and who dies. And the Democrats and the liberals brushed us off. They brushed us off. Oh, you're crazy. There aren't going to be any death panels. Everybody's going to get a share. This is for everybody. There are no nefarious motives here. But Hank Barron at the Daily Wire reported that health rationing in England is taking place as we speak. Obese people and smokers are being banned from routine surgeries. He writes, for those who extol the virtues of socialized medicine and protest that it could never, never, ever lead to rationing, here's a wake-up call from Great Britain. Healthcare experts in Great Britain are warning that obese people and smokers will be routinely refused operations all across Great Britain in the very near future. The latest case in point comes from North Yorkshire, where patients having a BMI of 30 or higher and smokers will be refused routine surgery for over a year for non-life-threatening conditions. Refused surgery. Okay, well, I mean, how could you refuse someone surgery, right? If someone wants to get surgery and they can afford it, they could just go get it, right? An individual can get an insurance plan where they can have surgery covered for smoking, right? No. Because Great Britain has gone down the line of socialized medicine. And it's such a great thing. Socialized medicine, it's awesome. Everything for everyone, right? Well, liberals have a problem with facts. They have a problem with the facts of reality. The fact of reality is there aren't enough doctors to go around and there aren't enough hours in the day. People work for a living. This is one of the things that liberals don't understand is that people work for a living. You can't just legislate someone's time. We're talking about a doctor's time. We're talking about all the nurses. We're talking about the people who build the hospitals. We're talking about the people who manufacture all the gadgets and gizmos that appear in the hospitals. All the medicines that keep you alive and well. The knives, the scalpels, the little plastic bits. We're talking about all of these people. Do they not have a right to their work? Because this is what happens when you legislate positive rights for people. You end up having to take it away from someone else. And no, there aren't enough doctors to go around. Maybe if the demand were higher, in other words, if they were getting paid more, in other words, if they were allowed to compete on the free market, there would be enough doctors to go around. I have no idea why anybody would want to go to medical school. After Obamacare was passed, I have no idea why anyone would bother spending 13 years in school, doing a residency, going into debt $200,000 for what? You know what's cruel and heartless? I love it how Chuck Schumer, he's like, oh, it's so mean. Trump care is so mean, even though it wasn't even much different than Obamacare. Just kicked the can down the road. Cruel and heartless is completely obliterating any incentive for any doctor to want to be a doctor and cure people. That's the cruel thing. Because people generally want to help people. People generally want to save the world. People generally are socially conscious. We don't need government laws and regulations to tell us how to be conscious. We know how to do it. Now, everyone knows. That's human nature. When you try to force someone to do something, they don't want to do it as much. Even if they would have done it on their own devices. That is cruel. That is disgusting. And we don't have tinfoil caps on our heads. We saw this coming from a mile away. Now, unfortunately, there's been a concerted effort over the last 100 years to let this socialism, this postmodernism, philosophical subjectivism crap bleed into our bleed farther and farther west. This has been going on in Europe for a very long time. And the United States is the crown jewel. Because look, all over Europe, these economies are crumbling. They're buckling under their own weight. And they know that this country is rich in resources and rich in everything that basically makes a Western country Western. We're rich in values. And that's the one thing that socialism crushes right at the core. It crushes the values. It crushes the values that make a country great. We saw these death panels coming. We saw it coming. One thing that I think conservatives do a lot better than liberals is they peer into the future. They understand the policy. They understand the rational outcomes of such policies. They look at it more than from an emotional standpoint and more from a rational standpoint. They look at the collateral damage. They look at the unintended costs. You can't just say free healthcare for everyone. And it just magically appears. They understand that it's a complex system that if you disrupt a complex system, it's going to burst. Liberals are always telling us, oh, we can't disrupt the ecosystem because it's got implicit value. We can't disrupt the ecosystem because environmentalism, woohoo! Yet they think they can community organize their way into everyone having health care. I don't really think that that's their end goal. I think their end goal is power and control. Because no one whose end goal was to provide health care for the most people at the least amount of money, for the least cost, no one would do it like this. No one would be shilling for socialized medicine. First of all, you don't even really have to look at any empirical evidence. Evidence all over Europe that this stuff doesn't work. You don't even have to look at that. All you have to do is take a peek into your own soul. Do you want to be stolen from? And if your answer is no, then you cannot steal from others. And that is what socialism is. It's thievery. This is what Obamacare is. Plain and simple. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and you guessed it, patriarchy. And a story broke about a year ago, and I thought we should bring it back up. We should drudge it up and figure out exactly what it is that Donald Trump was banning when he decided that transgendered would no longer be serving in the military. This is the kind of stuff that Donald Trump put a stop to. It's an article from the Military Times. In September 9th, 2006, Pentagon to cover sex change reassignment surgery for transgender active duty troops. Transgender troops on active duty may qualify for sex reassignment surgery if their physicians deem it necessary, according to Pentagon officials. After news broke last week that incarcerated Army Private Chelsea Manning was granted authorization to undergo gender reassignment surgery, a Defense Department spokesman said Monday that the option is available to all transgender active duty troops if their doctors recommend it and senior military health officials approve it. The announcement clarifies the scope of treatment available to transgender military personnel and differs significantly from earlier Defense Department statements, which noted that cosmetic surgery for transgender reassignment surgery in most cases would be considered elective and not covered by the military health system. The benefit does not apply to non-active duty TRICARE beneficiaries. Defense Department spokesman Air Force Major Ben Sacrison said that starting October 3rd, the military health program will cover therapy and hormone treatments for TRICARE beneficiaries with gender dysphoria, but not surgery. According to Sacrison, gender reassignment surgeries for active duty personnel will be conducted at either a military hospital or, if qualified, care is unavailable at the military facility at a private hospital paid by TRICARE. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced June 30th that gender dysphoria is no longer a disqualifying condition for military service. Of course, this is what Donald Trump put an end to. And I say, good job, Mr. President. Transgender troops on active duty qualify for sex reassignment surgery if their physicians deem it necessary. Let me ask you something. Give me one reason. Tweet me, at Shaq General. You can tweet me, at Shaq General. I want to know if you can give me one good reason why anyone would want to cut off a perfectly good wiener schnitzel, especially in the military. Our warriors are supposed to be the deadliest folks on the face of the planet. They need to go around and murder our enemies till they're dead. I feel terribly for anyone with mental health issues, especially something like gender dysphoria. That it sounds agonizing, and I sympathize. I empathize. But if the military can cut you out for having an IQ lower than 85, if they can cut you out for having flat feet, well, I think that there is an argument for cutting someone out because they have a serious mental disorder like gender dysphoria. A man that thinks they're a woman, you don't think you couldn't? I mean, it doesn't even take a deep look inside of the military to understand why that would have ramifications that perhaps we don't need in the military. Gender reassignment surgery? Shouldn't we be paying for rockets and bombs? And armor? Since when did defending the country become a social justice warrior experiment? I applaud any patriot who wants to serve this country. I do. I applaud the patriots with flat feet. I applaud the patriots with an IQ lower than 85 because they can't serve in the military either. There are a lot of patriots out there who bow out with dignity and self-respect. But if you are a transgender person and you can't see the logic behind this, well, it leads me to believe that you're either that mentally defunct or you aren't really a patriot. There are a lot of people who would really love to serve but can't. People who have served, who are multiple amputees, but they can't. You think we should send quadriplegics into war onto the front line just because they want to serve? No, most people understand that it's a tough job, it's a dirty job, it's a messy job, and it's not a democracy. You don't get to decide that you play by a different rule book than the rest of the men in your unit. You don't get to decide that women get to do less push-ups and less pull-ups. You don't get to decide that there's a curve. Now you think about it. Every time the U.S. government spends hard-earned tax money on gender reassignment surgery, that's money that's not being spent on bombs. That's money that's not being spent on our veterans. People who served bravely and came back with no arms or legs. And because you don't like what you see when you look in the mirror, you're going to take money away from them? Chelsea Manning has said recently that she took a selfie in front of the White House saying, "This is ground zero on the war on transgender." Really, really funny metaphor you use, Chelsea Manning. Or Brian, or whatever your name is. You know, a few years ago, I was really okay calling someone by their preferred pronoun. But now, so much, I don't know. Because whatever Chelsea Manning's problem is, she's a boy who thinks he's a girl. I don't really care about that. What I care about is that you are displaying the worst qualities of both men and women. When you take a selfie in front of the White House, use metaphors like this is ground zero for the war on trans people. What about the wars that your comrades are actually fighting? What about those wars? The wars that keep sacred and safe your right to stand in front of the White House and criticize the president. Yes, those wars. There's no war on transgender people. I say there's a war on making the U.S. military a laughingstock. How about that? That's a war worth fighting, right? Shouldn't the U.S. military be absolutely terrifying? What is the enemy going to think if they know that some people in the U.S. military don't play by the same rule book as other people in the U.S. military? Anyone who knows human nature is going to know what could happen from that. Broken trust, broken camaraderie. Allowing people with mental illnesses into the military, that's got a can of worms of its own. Just what the enemy wants, to think there's a bunch of mentally ill people running around. That's not terrifying. I say thank goodness Donald Trump put a stop to this. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I was starting to worry for a while. I was starting to worry that they were going to start putting children on the front line like the Islamists. I always thought women and children first. You know, the military is there to protect the women and the children, right? To protect all the free citizens, but women and children on the front line? Only a leftist would conjure that one up. I'll tell you, every day, more and more, leftists resemble Islamists. Every day, you got Antifa with their black masks. You got Michigan, an extreme leftist town, cutting off girls' clitorises, making that okay. Putting women on the front lines, like the suicide bomber, like the Black Widow suicide bombers, the women that show up in burkas with suicide vests on. I'll tell you, leftists are resembling the Islamists every single day. They hate free speech. I mean, France was attacked because of Charlie Hebdo. They were making anti-Islamic cartoons. So they blow the place up. Well, what do you expect them to do? It's hate speech. It's anti-Islamic hate speech. Well, I will say this. One of the pieces of silver lining is that the left has diluted the meaning of all these words that they like to sling at us. They've diluted the meaning of all the insults to the point that it goes in one ear and out the other, and people are actually becoming a lot more emboldened to say what they think. Americans, at least. I mean, that's not something you can hide for. Freedom wants to be free. People want to be free. Freedom is a result of having your own individual body. You're not connected to other people. You're not Siamese twins with other people. You're not responsible for other people. You're responsible for yourself. When you walk away from your friend isn't attached to you by a tether. And definitely not the entire population of the world or the entire population of the country. I mean, think of it in these metaphysical, philosophical terms, and you'll eventually come over to the conservative side. But if you don't think of it in these philosophical terms, you're like a computer without any software. And if you're an extreme leftist, you're a computer with bad software. You're a computer with a virus. A mental virus. A mental virus that stops you from thinking clearly. We'll be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.